Welcome back to the show, everybody. We were talking earlier before we left about safety and in fact, safe words. And it's interesting because Master and I have never used a safe word.
I don't. Now, have I actually given you an option for a safe word?
No. You and I never discussed it, but it was like we never needed it.
No.
You never
asked. Does that make it right, though?
No, it doesn't. And that's not right for everybody, but that just, I guess, proves a point that there's nothing that's actually etched in stone.
No, and at the same time, I mean, boy, Alex, I would give him a safe word. I think the slave, he has a stop word. That's a little bit different. He's not going to quite get as much of the control, but it's stop is stop. I don't care if you're a slave or not. Right.
But every time you ask him to stop, he says no.
I'm usually the one that actually, I'm usually the one that makes him stop.
Like, I know. I've seen it.
There's
sir.
Just some too much sometimes.
I do appreciate that you respect stop because it helps, at least in my mind, in theory, it would mean that you would learn to understand your own limits better.
Mm-hmm.
And that if you really mean stop, say stop. And if you don't mean stop, enjoy it.
And there, I don't think I've ever had anybody stop me or have me stop.
No, no one's ever actually had to use a safe word. You just automatically, you could tell. That's what I always felt with you. You were in touch with it, and you would always continually ask how I was doing, which doesn't mean it's a safe word, but it is in a way. I mean, to repeatedly ask, how are you, is it everything okay?
And I do it in threes all the time. And I think you boys have noticed that. Are you okay? That's the first time I'm asking you. I'm asking you again, are you all right? This is the third and final time. Are you okay? And the reason I do that is because sometimes the first time you ask somebody a question, they don't know what that question is. If you're in that headspace, I could say, the sky's green, right? And you could say, yes, sir. You don't know. So I'll ask you a second time, and I make sure you understand I'm asking you a second time. Are you okay? Normally, psychologically, the person is starting to focus on what you're saying. The third time, they're going to get it. They're going to understand exactly what you're saying. So realistically, the first two times don't count, right?
Yeah, exactly. I can totally understand that. That's another topic I'm trying to remember that I was going to bring up. Oh, one thing we talked about. I can't believe what I just found on Facebook.
Lean in a little closer, please.
What I just found on Facebook, I just can't believe. An anti-gay activist, listen to this story, confesses molesting children for 25 years. He was an elementary school teacher, youth group, big anti-gay activist. And this, I guess, kind of does fit in because it proves people aren't always what they seem. You know, him being an anti-gay activist... was
anti-gay activist.
Yes.
I'm just
quitting. But that was his safe call.
That was his cover. Who's gonna think, you know, that he could be molesting children? He's against all these gays
was
and this and that.
Gay? Like, was he molesting boys?
It doesn't really say in the article. It just says he was a child molester.
I mean, a lot of the ones who make a big fuss about gay rights or gay people in general are trying to cover their own insecurities.
Oh, exactly. I agree
or cover their own tracks.
Their own tracks. Like a lot of their religious group ones. I mean, look at the past couple of years. The ones who were so talking about homophobic and gay people and it's all of this. And they get caught having, you know, tapping their foot in the men's washroom trying to get the guy next door to give them a blowjob.
Well, look at what's happening.
What do we have to do?
Look at what's
happening. I'll show you later. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at what's happening right now with the Boy Scouts of America, and from what I understand, it's also coming out in Canada as well. You know, here they made this big to do that they were not going to allow any gays in the Boy Scouts, as far as in the leadership and the volunteers, even in the Boy Scouts themselves. In other words, some young boys came out and said, "You know what? I'm gay," and they kicked them out. They literally kicked them out. Well, now it turns out it's just come out. There was this big, huge cover-up they have been doing. And one of the articles I read, they said it's almost as bad as what the Catholic Church has been doing with the way they've been moving around and covering for their priests. they've been covering for their leaders, molesting the boys for years mm-hmm. and years.
Yeah.
And then saying, well, we're not letting gays in. Well, you know what? It's not gays molesting the boys. It's pedophiles molesting the boys. Big difference.
Pup Loki, he is a scout leader. And we had talked about this, I think, last
Oh, really?
Last
I didn't
show.
Know he did.
Yeah, last show with the Boy Scouts. And they said to him, if you say you're bi, then you can stay. But if you say that you're gay, you can't.
Really?
And it was like, motherfuckers. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because one doesn't sound as dangerous as the other one.
Well, not to add to people and organizations we're throwing under the bus, but this same just ridiculousness is prevalent in more places than that. I remember the first time I went to go donate blood to the American Red Cross when I was in college. They have you fill out a questionnaire. And I didn't know anything about them holding prejudice against different people. And part of some of the questions, if any of your responses throw a flag up for them for any reason, they show you what question it was and what your answer was, and they explain, it says, this is why you were denied the ability to donate blood. And in a time when people are in desperate need of supplies for blood transfusions, when I answered the question, had I been intimate or sexual with anyone who was HIV positive, and I said yes, that didn't throw a flag. When I said that I was a man who slept with men, that threw a flag, and they showed it to me. And I said, you know what? If your homophobia means someone else goes without the blood they need that I'm willing to give, that's on your hands. And this same stuff, it's not homosexuals they have a problem with, it's pedophiles, and they refuse to understand the extreme difference. In fact, most gay men I know don't even like children.
No.
Yeah, they're
exactly
smelly and
self-included.
Yeah. I just read in the article too. It's interesting that he was a member of the Evangelical Free Church, and if anyone you probably up here don't know what the evangelicals are, very much they're the Holy Rollers, Hellfire and Brimstone. They're more extreme than I would say the Baptists in most cases. The particular church that he belonged to had a bylaw that if you were suspected of being homosexual, this church actually was in their bylaws, you would have to prove to them that you are not and that you have lived a godly life for a minimum of 5 years, or you will not be, or you will be denied the right to be a member of the church.
And how do you prove that?
Exactly right.
You go to a room, they bring a male escort in,
have him
give you a blowjob if you get hard. God forbid.
Yeah.
See, the only thing they're encouraging is deceitfulness.
Well, that's exactly it. That's.
Congratulations, young man. You have come out. You have come to terms with who you are, and you're not afraid of it. For that, we're going to punish you for being honest and having integrity. Whereas if you grow up, marry a woman, screw her life over, have a bunch of children, lie to all of them, and then go and molest someone else's children, that's fine. Just don't be honest about it.
Exactly.
And
right.
And you just made the point, being honest about it. I mean, perfect. You know, most of us have a smartphone, and you have those apps, and I'm not going to mention any of them because they haven't advertised on our site, so why should we give them publicity? But I was talking the other night with somebody who's a black man who said that he practiced safe sex most of the time and liked the down-low lifestyle. And then after I've been talking to him, he says, do you bear back sex? And I said, well, I have. And then he said, are you positive? I said, well, what does that matter? Well, I only play with people that are not positive.
Because nobody would ever lie to you.
And that's what. And then I bluntly said to him, I says, okay, so you are practicing bareback sex, and you're not positive, but you expect that everybody else is going to say that they are or not, so you're going to be positive. And he got all upset with me. I go, you're trusting somebody's words when you know you're doing something that is actually going to get you at one point or another to what you're totally against. And then he blocked me. So then I did another profile, and then I had to finish my point. And then he blocked me again.
Here we go. Time for another
break.
And
we call you stalkers.
No.
Another break, and we'll have about 10 minutes left when we get back.